Welcome to Black Hollywood's Reality Check. O.J. Simpson is getting a new reality show, Sierra's nude family picture, and did Vince Herbert cheat on Tamar Braxton? Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
Get it. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I'm Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. And we have a special guest today, Mr. Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
Who delivers everything digital on WeTV.
Digital diva, yes.
Digital diva, yes. And you better give me African realness.
I'm trying to get, it's hot, it feels like we're in Zimbabwe today. I feel like my glasses actually are fogging up, so let me take those off.
Where can everyone find you on social media?
Mr. Ray, MISSTERRAY. So two S's, two R's.
Got that?
Real Southern.
Real
crooked
Southern.
Crooked letter R.
And then, of course, DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up? Hit me up everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
So we're listening to No Frauds. Is this a yay or a nay?
I'm yay. I love it. Honestly, like, she released No Frauds, changed it, and, oh my God, what is it? Tears. Oh my God, what's the word? Redemption in your tears. Blah, blah, blah. But I love all three of them, personally. I think they're dope. I think it's just the game she's playing. She's on this, like, look, Remy, like, you can release your 7-minute ether track that got pulled off Apple Music because you didn't get it copyrighted. All you want. I'm going to have all three of my singles charting across multiple different Billboard charts, and continue to slander me, girl, because people will be dancing to me slandering you in the club.
But she needed 2 men to do that, right?
I'm not
a hip-hop head, so
and
I'm
my
not
thing
even...
is, at least Nicki put them on the front versus had a ghostwriter write a 7-minute track and then drop a diss track where you
but
actually try to write
But everyone says Nicki
it.
Doesn't write her own stuff.
She does, right. Probably doesn't. But she ain't saying being out here.
But is that like a true, like...
But I mean, do we know that Remy Ma's? Because people are saying Papoose is writing for her.
But at the end of the day, we all know that if we were to put Remy Ma right here and Nicki Minaj right there, then Remy Ma would beat the...
Absolutely.
She would
literally
definitely take down
and
Nicki.
Figuratively.
Like, figuratively. She could not take her physically. At the end of the day, Nicki can say all she wanted to say, talk about, I got number one, I got this, I got that, I got that, but do you want these hands? That's the main question.
I mean... Okay?
But we know, like, Nicki, Remy can't violate her parole.
Right, so Nicki can say whatever she wants. That's why she said,
but when that 90 days run out, girl, your ass is mine.
Because Kanye came for Remy, too. Did you see she posted something in the picture?
She's thirsty. My neck and her back.
Wait,
here's my thing, though. Got a shirt with Papoose on it. That nigga ain't fine.
Ain't.
He's not cute.
Don't want you.
Don't nobody want him but Remy.
Or.
No shade.
I do. I'm not gonna
lie. He seems a little rugged, like he might be a little aggressive with the shot of Patron or
anything.
You know what
I'm saying? He needs the shot of Patron because he's a teddy bear at heart. He just loves him some Remy Ma. And I just want to say this.
He does.
The reason I believe Papoose's career has never risen is because he probably too focused on trying to take care of your ass, Miss Remy. Taking care of your children while they're gone, because that's what he did.
I think Nicki took a low blow to me. She was like, you lost your son. You went to jail over, you know, lost your son for a stack.
I think it's, well, girl, you crazy. You're crazy. You stabbed your best friend over something that didn't even really happen.
It's about loyalty. That's how black people take this.
First of all, black folks don't even like to give money to pay the bill.
So
hello?
When you give your friend a coin and they don't give it back.
I feel you.
I don't care if it's $5. I'm going to need all them coins back.
Right. So, plus a little interest.
The common sense thing is then you didn't get to see your children grow up for how many years? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that was where that dig was.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's not like Nicki's any better, because isn't her brother going to jail for anal rape?
Mm-hmm. And she has to buy him. And I totally get, like, blood is thicker than water. But when that blood is tainted...
And when that blood coming out your booty hole...
You need to step back. Rap about that.
What is that? We talking about bugs.
Well...
Honey, they is talking about cicadas coming out of toilets and shit. I'm like, who's that?
Let's clarify. She has a cicada hiding under her toilet.
Cicada
in my toilet.
Once every 7 years out of Ashley's toilet, the cicadas come.
We're kidding.
It's on the way, freaking, what's that?
Discovery Channel.
Yes, the freaking Australian
Bear Grizzly.
Yes. So O.J. Simpson is up for parole. Well, he will be pretty soon.
He's gonna fuck it up.
And a lot of people really want
stand
him to
stand
have.
For no.
They want him to have his own reality show. Why? Why? I won't say people, a lot of producers, because
Kris
of
Jenner,
money.
Is she pushing this?
I would definitely like to see a show with O.J. about life outside of jail now. Like, what's the
I
first thing he's going to do? Like, is he going to buy a house in a
are
well?
Are you going to spend time with your daughter, Chloe?
Ooh.
That's,
wow.
Yeah.
That I would like to know that as well, and where he's going to live, because I don't live nowhere near that Negro, because he gets
you
drunk again.
You think he did it? I don't think he did it.
He won't slash me up.
No, do you
I don't
think
want
that
the peace knocking on my door.
You think he did it?
After watching that series, I'm just like,
listen, if
I don't
want to
blame
my
no
neighbor
black man,
every
but...
morning, I'd be just like this when I see come here in the sunken
get out.
Place.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every morning, just in case I thought he had the urge.
Well, but, you know, I don't know if he did it or not, but he is going to be up for parole, and a lot of producers are trying to really nab him because they want him to have his own show. Well, I would watch it.
He's not experienced to what we are. Like, he doesn't know about social media, so, like,
I think
him trying
does.
To tweet and him, like, FaceTiming and what people's reception of him is going to be now that OJ, FX did that TV show about
right.
if he really did it. So people thinking now, like, did he do it? Didn't he do it? Did his son do it? Like, people's perception is totally different now. And then with the whole Black Lives Matter movement going on, is the black community still supporting him? Or are they not? Like,
I mean, if they give us that
Chris,
kind of tea, I'm
having
here
a conversation with Kris Jenner. I mean, that's a lot of things that could go on television.
Yeah, but if they give us that, I don't mean that's like PR.
I just
hell.
Want messy. Like, if it's going to be a show, give me a messy show.
But
so
I don't want
I
him getting
just...
drunk talking about, well, if I did kill Nicole, I'd chop her up like this. Like, I don't want to go that way.
I want him to hang out with Cuba Gooding Jr.
No!
I think that would be hilarious.
I think that'd be freaky.
I love Cuba Gooding Jr., and he's freaking hilarious, especially when he's drunk. But. No.
I live for the mess, honey. Bring me the drama.
Yeah, but
I'm
OJ's
gonna watch
violent,
and sip.
Girl. Like, we don't
he's
need
not
that.
We don't know that.
I want to see him auditioning.
When he found out someone stole some from his house, instead of doing the right thing and calling the police and be like, hey, I've been robbed,
he
was like, fuck that shit.
Kidnapped him?
Let me put these gloves right back.
Wait a minute.
He's serial
remember?
Mom.
That's why he went back to jail.
He's serial mom.
I mean, but
I'm
listen.
Like, I love
he's
that movie.
But if somebody robs, like, would you automatically call the police or would you go and confront that person? I'm
if
not saying
I was
right
wrong,
and wrong.
Bitch, look, girl, I got too much going for myself.
If
my
I knew the person, I'm going to them like, dude, did you steal
girl,
this from my
bye.
House?
You're
Will.
Lies.
Still
you
sub, Jesse.
You steal from.
Still
this
sub,
OJ
Jesse.
Simpson,
still sub,
like.
Jesse.
Honey, I almost took that bookshelf when I was at
this bitch came into my, literally came into my apartment and was like, ooh.
So I set it up.
No.
She sends me a picture, says, hey, do you want these? So there's a white bookcase, and then in the back was this black one. I was like, she
in
said
the
these.
Back.
I only
these.
Seen the one white. So I thought she's talking about both. So I get there, I go, I grab, said, ooh, this, like my grandma said, this good furniture. And she said, ooh, ooh.
I was like, ooh, not that one.
She take me in the fucking dusty ass closet. Don't get it twisted. I love them, and they look real cute in my apartment. I'm just, he was almost about to be a bureau short.
Oh, God.
So Cordell has to pay. Wait, delivered has to pay who what?
Child, so I'm not even gonna. This is gonna be a quick one. The freaking I've been delivered motherfucker. He out here with in going to court with Cordell Stewart because Cordell feels like he has defamed him. Because I'm just looking for where the fame was.
Let me tell you something. When I first found out Portia Williams was on Atlanta Housewives, I googled her name and saw she was married to Cordell. First thing to come up under Cordell Stewart is gay football player. So he was already defamed.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you're sending out booty pictures. Like,
and it wasn't like a hip picture or a toe picture.
No.
It was your whole ass. So that means he's
so
a bottom.
So he's gay.
But he won. That man has to pay him $3
million.
Where is he going to get those coins from? Does he have 3 cents?
Well, honey, you better get undelivered and find you a sugar daddy.
I hope he monetized that YouTube account.
He out here, he has to pay him $1.5 million.
What?
In, oh, shoot, I don't have it. $1.5 million for personal damages and then $1.5 for professional.
But he never denied that he was gay. He just said, I want to sue him because he's calling me gay.
Yep.
That's the tea.
Oh, honey,
I think Atlanta already knew that he was gay. I think Portia knew that he was gay.
He's a beard. She needed to give him a show.
Exactly. So we knew the game plan, honey. I'm just waiting for you to confirm. Don't leave us hanging like Michael Jackson did, honey. Them ain't your kids. Moving right along, Vince Herbert, did you cheat on Tay Tay?
Oh, Lord.
So I think that this is like.
Was Tiwi TV?
Yes, because I want to know. But you know what? Their new show is going to premiere, I believe, mm-hmm. March 16th. Yep. So this may be just clickbait.
So it's like the T.I. Tiny thing we talked about.
Probably.
Last time. I can't.
Because Tamar literally put up this dissertation mm-hmm. on Instagram about how this is not, like, with a picture of the little girl, mm-hmm. and this is not his. His daughter, and he used to like white girls, and doesn't anymore, and you don't even fit like the description of the white girl that he would necessarily go after. He prefers yeah. blondes, which is why she wears blonde yeah. hair.
Wait, what?
She's admitted that before. That's ridiculous.
Wait
too.
A minute. You are admitting that your man likes a certain type of white girl, mm-hmm. and then you changed your girl. Go
it's
see, get up.
Like erotic, like a little sexual for like dress up, like right.
But her dress up turned into every single day.
Yeah, and listen,
she gets blonder and blonder. Have you seen her recent Instagram pictures? And I know I'm not saying that she yeah. bleaches her skin. I'm not saying that at all. But she loves a flash.
I also heard that a lot of these face masks.
She does.
She does wear makeup.
That fourth filter on Snapchat.
She does. And she loves to go two shades lighter even in the winter because you all know, like, women, we have our summer complexion and our winter complexion.
Well, in defense
Honey,
of the makeup, though, she does have vitiligo.
Oh.
And it's on her face.
But
so
she
that's
can
why...
still blend it to look a little sun-kissed.
No.
She doesn't. She looks like
Jessie. Vitiligo, because I have... Some it's not vitiligo, but mm-hmm. it's a skin condition. So mm-hmm. I do have, but mine is I need to, like the doctor said, you have to go tanning in order for the spots not to look. So maybe
I mean, you can go darker or
opposite.
Lighter. She chooses to go lighter because her husband prefers white blonde ladies.
Well, now yeah. you're saying that is crazy. Like I didn't know that, bitch. You need. To
I
dye
knew
your
about
hair.
That.
I knew about that. She said that some years ago on the show.
She like Vincent Herbert. She said on the real too. She said mm-hmm. her husband liked white women back in the day. I will say that I did read Tamar's post the other day, mm-hmm. and I'm not. Being biased because I work with WeTV, shout out to Reality Rap. I did like that she said that why would I keep this little girl a secret? Like, why would I deny my husband of what his children are and only allow my son Logan to be promoted? I would want my husband to, you know, talk about all of his children and we as a family co-parent do this together.
Girl, you don't even want to talk about the rest of your sister.
That's a cute little spin. That's a cute
but
little PR spin.
I just
spin.
Feel like with Tamar, if it was that kind of situation, it was his kid, I feel like she would make the moment about her, and I'm not saying this in a selfish way, like, okay, my husband stepped out, this happened, this is the child, and we're going to do this. And you know, church folk, we're gonna pray through this and we're gonna mm-hmm. get this going.
Yeah.
She just was like, this ain't his kid. How come this woman's trying to blast her baby on the internet? And I mean, the baby don't even look like Vincent. Lil Logan looked just like Vincent.
Right. But
this
then again,
like
this
them.
Baby's a mulatto. So we have that.
Well at least she ain't biting no one's fingers.
Tune in
exactly.
to Back to Family Values
exactly.
and see
tune
what
in.
The tea is
Guess
about
what?
This Vincent Herbert cheating scandal. If it's
Tamar,
true or not.
You ain't getting me. You ain't about to clickbait me into watching freaking Braxton Family Values. If I want to watch it, I'm going to tune in. But don't bring a child into this just to get mm-hmm. ratings up. I feel like that's desperate and tacky. Stop. And what happened to her radio show that she was supposed to be doing with Steve Harvey? Oh. Did that fall through, too? Oh. Did she get fired like she did from The Real? Mm-hmm. Love you, Tay-Tay. You know I love me some Tamar, but I'm just speaking facts. You know what I mean? I got questions. I was always taught to ask the questions that nobody else will.
Well, I do know questions. That she was going to do that talk show with Steve Harvey.
What
I just
happened?
Don't know what happened with it. I don't know.
So they're going to do it together?
Or I think what it was that he was, you know, he brought her in to sign her to the production company or to mm-hmm. a deal with her to do a talk show. I just don't know what happened with it. Like, I don't know I how just, far, how long it takes to develop. And
I feel like she still has a really good relationship with the Harvey family mm-hmm. because she's constantly posting Steve Harvey's wife,
mm-hmm.
which
Majorly,
makes me
yeah.
believe that, oh, they have a really good relationship.
Well, see, the T, too, is working in television,
yes,
and
yes,
I can
yes.
tell you guys, with things getting picked up and planned and developed, she could have developed it and shot it, and then it's a matter of a network wanting to pick it up.
And that's mm-hmm. my thing.
You know,
I don't think Tamar's
you know?
Network ready, personally. I think that's why The Real was kind of like, meh. But maybe that's something that you pitch to a cable network. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's where Tamar maybe could live. Because she was mm-hmm. on Tiny's show, right?
She was on Tiny Tonight with Claudia Jordan. I thought yeah. she was funny on there with that and Trina and all them. I like Tamar in a group setting.
Yes.
Exactly. I was
like
going to say,
setting.
She's a great co-host, mm-hmm. but she cannot carry her own
no,
show.
No,
because
one-on-one, I feel like the whole conversation would be like, girl, so tell me about, because it's so funny because I was, it would be all about
but
her.
She, I felt like on The Real, she fit in perfectly
yeah,
there because you had
I
one of
so.
Every type of
yes.
girl.
Mm-hmm.
You had the conservative girl, which Tamar was the outspoken girl, the runaway fun girl that basically said what everybody was thinking. Lonnie was like the auntie. Adrian was the Chinese girl. I didn't really know what she was. She was like the goody-goody two-shoes. And Adrian was more like the...
We can do without Adrian and the...
Honestly.
Sorry,
but
guys.
In all honesty, I have not watched The Real since Tamar left.
Yep.
And I don't care who they got hosting for the week. The fact that you have Jocelyn Hernandez hosting for
you
the week.
You could have called me, honey. Honey.
But Jocelyn's funny though because she made Samara gag.
Yes. And you know what?
She invited her and her husband to her bedroom. She said, I'll take you and your man.
I mean,
That's disrespectful.
I would take Corey
especially
Hardy.
Knowing where that punani
Corey
been.
Hardy is kind of fine.
He is in a very rugged way.
And rugged because she met him at the bus stop.
Very north of Magnolia way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That Van Nuys.
Yeah, on Crenshaw or something like that. Real cute. I do want to say that Hasleen on Star was bomb.
Yeah,
I didn't like
good.
Her character because she was Hasleen. Playing herself.
Hasleen.
She was commenting on the 15 seconds she opened up the front door like, who the fuck is this?
Get your mama out my house.
I'm just trying to give her props because I don't necessarily see where her career is going.
Next week's the last episode of Star and I'm gonna cry.
Yes.
Anyway. I like Star. It was shout good. Out to the ladies of Star. I like them.
Yeah. And the fellas.
Except Tyrese.
I don't really care for the men of Star that much.
Really?
Not she loves the
Hyro.
It's just Quincy and
oh, Quincy I can do without, but Hyro, like he's Peruvian.
This is just
the one that dates Star, right? Up. No.
The one that manages
cute too,
them.
But he be beating her
up. The one that manages them.
He's so cute.
I can do without Queen Latifah's wig every week.
Queen Latifah's wig and Tyrese's priest collar can go somewhere else. I just
go to hell.
He has a preacher's tone, though.
Does he? He has like a pedophile preacher tone.
He has like a boy walk on out of here because you know you're on the wrong
get on
set.
Your knees.
Yes. And I ain't talking about the prank.
Get on your knees, get on your knees, get... All right, speaking of getting on your knees, Jocelyn Hernandez and Stevie J, are they back together again? People are saying that they are. I don't know. I'm not watching Love & Hip Hop this season, so what's tea?
I kind of sort of want to... I really don't care who the father of the baby is. I kind of sort of know what's going on with Rashida and Kirk, and...
You know what's going on?
I said I want to know what's going on with them with this baby situation, because the baby mama's on the show.
Well,
and she says that he's been giving her child support since the baby's been born.
And I believe it 100%.
So who came forward and told Mona and them that, hey, I'm the baby mama. Two, he's been paying me. Three, I signed my contract to be on the show.
Rashida's mom? Probably. Rashida's mom.
You know what? I believe that because she rolled over his bike that season, remember?
She tried to end it this year. Mona, look, we going to end it this year. We going to push Rashida off the motherfucking cliff. Like,
she's so
he's
beautiful.
Been doing sneaky stuff. Remember last season he had a whole apartment downtown?
And that's why.
Had the girl staying in it. Then he snuck up to the cabin with
and
John.
And why is she still with because him is my concern. It's like, girl,
that's
you are beautiful.
You just don't want to be alone.
You're Rashida, and you're literally one of the prettiest girls on the show. Like,
she's
gorgeous.
Pregnant,
she's not
pregnant.
She's gorgeous.
Just looks bomb. She's
I
a
love
business
Rashida.
Woman, and it's just like you up here playing with Dingleberry, Adam's apple. Like, I just can't.
Kurt might got big meat. Sometimes
but
you can't say no
like
to big meat.
Virus.
Probably his Adam's apple look probably as big as his fucking bulge on his pants.
I feel like
I'm not
Atlanta
interested.
Has a lot of meat on that cast. Stevie J, Young Jai.
Stevie J looks like he has a little wanker.
Kurt. No, I don't believe that.
I do.
I saw
Stevie J.
Sex tape
I've
with
seen
Eve.
His. He has a dick pic.
He has a dick pic and a sex tape.
That's
with
why she calls
I mean,
it
the game
cake.
Did too, but
no.
No, this is really Stevie J.
You remember those Entenmann cakes your grandmother used to get when you was younger? The little swirl roll, honey. Vienna.
Really?
Stevie J is like that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just like
well,
him
all them
and Omarion.
That explains it. All them kids.
That's why they all fighting over it. Now I'm like Peter Guns. I don't think that's the case with you, sir.
No, I feel like Peter would have. I feel like when women, when you see one guy with multiple kids by multiple baby mamas, they doing one of two things right.
Laying that pipe or.
Well, yeah.
No.
I feel like. Got that magic, magic tongue.
You caught you. Whoa, yeah.
Well,
yes.
Someone
Sunday
else.
After 4 o'clock, so I'm fine.
well.
We
but which, okay, in all honesty, you're a woman, you date men. If you dated a guy that you knew was just trash,
no,
but
that's gonna happen.
Great dick. Would you leave
that's
him?
Why I'm single now, because I don't have time for that. Nope, I'd rather be single than to deal with a man that is going to constantly pull me down. Like,
she
what?
Be on the golf course is looking for her, man. She ain't.
Ashley be out here with her, like her.
I'd be at the California Science Center, like. I'm really interested in the endeavor, your endeavor. what's up? Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I don't... Yeah, I always find it really confusing. I mean, I was in a relationship before with a guy who I should not have been in a relationship mm-hmm. with for that long. Mm-hmm. And it was just because I was comfortable. And it was like, oh, maybe we can work this out. But in reality, it didn't work out. So I left that situation. But women who continue to stay in these relationships is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Especially at your age, Rashida. How old are you?
And he ain't even cute. Eight? Like,
I wouldn't even... I would be scared to have a kid with him because that's how ugly he is.
And he messing with your money. He buying an apartment for...
I don't
bitch.
Want a little boy who look like you, Kirk. I don't want it.
I'm just confused. Like, not only that, but even as a business partner, he signed this bitch for to a 5-record deal. Like, what? You don't even
and
have...
Unless she's Future putting out 2 albums in 1 week.
I don't see her having a career singing. She needs to just do something else.
Who?
The Rashida.
Rashida.
She doesn't do music anymore, I don't think, does she?
Good.
Well, remember when she did that music video pregnant?
Oh. Well, you know.
You know, that's an Atlanta thing, because Candy was out there doing it, Sierra out here doing the most. But before we get into that, Johnny Blaze from Love & Hip Hop.
She's been hanging out with Yaz.
Honey, from Empire. And I'm like...
That's a hot box right there. I'm not a fan of Johnny Blaze, and you can put that out there. I don't
care. I'm not a fan of Yaz.
He was nice. I met him at the Image Awards. He was so cool.
My thing is Johnny...
Why you got some tea? Got a little tea?
Not none that I want to drink.
I'm just scared for this poor little boy's career now because, look, Johnny...
Has he been photographed with a lot of women?
I mean, not really.
I don't think so.
But this whole Johnny thing has kind of been a little bit continuous, and she's
trash.
And she's crazy.
It's like when Bobby started taking pictures with Whitney. Mm-hmm. It was like, ooh, Whitney, okay, no, well, girl.
Whitney, no. Yeah, don't do that, Whitney, no.
We ain't that concerned for Yaz. You know what I mean?
We like Jussie a little bit better, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like Johnny Blaze is beneath Yaz.
I like Star.
Yeah, me too. I don't deal with Empire.
I can't with Empire.
I can't.
You don't like Empire.
Look, no. Season 2.
I like the oldest brother, the one with the bipolar. Oh, yeah. He's fine.
I do like him. Why does he look just like Megan Good's husband, though?
He does like Devon Franklin.
But
shout
who
out
you
to
want?
Megan.
Okay, which one do you want? Devon Franklin or the other dude?
I can't have Devon because I'm friends with Megan.
Okay, let me think.
I'll take the guy from Empire.
Yeah.
I'll take Megan.
He's
dude.
Actually
not really,
with
but
the girl from
Empire. He's like Bubble Kitty in real life.
Bubble Kitty. They make such an incredible couple.
They look so amazing together.
They look good.
She's such a good actress. I can't stand her in real life.
Really?
Like, I'm just like, girl, you try to
fuck the girl
daddy.
Who Veronica on Have and Have Not. I hate Veronica.
I don't
want
to ever meet them.
When I met her at the Image Awards, I was like, you bitch. But in my mind, I was like, so nice to meet you. Like,
yeah.
My inner game was like, you fucking.
Oh, see, I would have been right up to this big like, girl. Like, congratulations.
She
you a good
that
actress,
role
girl.
So well.
Don't touch
I
me.
I watch that TV every week, like, ooh. Mm.
Be like, they're going to interview you right there because I.
Go on down there. My mic's not working.
Yeah, so just get out because I don't want to. I'd rather see you on Empire than mm-hmm. Love & Hip Hop. Don't do it. And if there's a crossover between Empire and Love & Hip Hop, I'm done.
I don't think that, yeah. I don't think his mother, his manager, would even let him go on a reality show, much less with Johnny Blaze.
You know what? I find that interesting that you two say that because last week on Star, it was a commercial for freaking Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this doing on my TV? I'm watching Fox.
That's interesting.
I was so annoyed.
Well, they say it's the highest rated franchise on television right
now. I'm good without. Mm-hmm. I'm good without. Of course, look who's watching it.
My grandmother watches it. She likes Jocelyn. It's like a soap opera at this point now. Like,
it is.
Have you thought about how that reality TV now is soap operas, being that there are not that many soap operas? Like, the way these reality shows are shot now and scripted. Not scripted, but how they're put together and promoted. They're like a soap opera.
True.
Like, these shows are hitting 100 episodes.
Yeah, like Days of Our Lives.
Every show is like 100 episodes now.
Go back to, like, when your grandmother was watching Days of Our Lives when mm-hmm. he was real young, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you go and turn it on now, they still talking about the same storylines. In 20 years from now, my kid gonna turn it on, it gonna be Carly Red out there like...
Victor Newman been around a long time on Young and the Restless, okay? Carly Red, come on, Jock.
Did you see the Catch Me Outside video?
Did you see Carly Red's toes this week on Love & Hip Hop?
Her shoes like they were perspiring.
I'm just like, girl, you look like an emu climbing through them fucking forests.
Was
like
that a moose farm?
Jock bought a fucking Swiss Family Robinson house. I'm like,
oh, girl, what part of Georgia y'all in?
Got llamas and shit.
That ain't Atlanta.
I thought it was a llama. It was her fucking toe coming through the fucking
like my hoof.
Looking like a centaur.
What, stop. Like Claudia Jordan's?
No, worse.
Claudia Jordan's feet Drea's? Are horrible.
Yeah, but this bitch had a bubble on it.
Claudia Jordan's feet deserve a caption.
Not no old-fashioned bubblegum. Quit playing.
Not bubblegum, honey. You've seen that new preview for the movie Life with the astronauts in outer space?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, Danielle Bregoli, Catch Me Outside Girl, her Instagram was recently hacked, and it's interesting because on they literally
deleted.
What
is her thing? What's her
Instagram? I don't know.
How are we gonna look this bitch up? What is her?
It's she like, is. But listen, everything was deleted except for these videos of this disguised voice who it was anonymous, and it was just like war. It was like really weird, like Illuminati stuff. Like something's gonna happen, like in like a week or two. It was weird, and there was like no images or anything. And Danielle, who is a Catch Me Outside girl, she has not publicly said anything. Like, oh, my Instagram was hacked. It's just been like radio silent. She's been putting up like pictures, but she's pretending like nothing happened. Isn't that weird? It's just weird to me.
You know what? I do believe that there are entities within entertainment that are, I call them problem solvers.
Yeah.
We don't
like
know.
The Olivia Pope of the entertainment world?
Yeah, like there's problems. There's people. Like if there was something about me up on the internet today I didn't like, there's someone that I know that I can call and it can be down in the day, mm-hmm. within less than the day. And I'm just wondering, has she been involved in something we don't know about?
That's interesting. Every time something happens has and there's a disguise, you always have to ask yourself, why?
Has she met Kris Jenner? And has Kris Jenner said, look, girl, here's your next step?
Or have they tried to give her a reality show and this again is yet another publicity stunt?
Yeah, because they're
trying to get
we talked about it last week.
But what's her show going to be about her going to different locations and tell people to fight her outside?
And she's 13 years old. This is going to ruin her life if she gets a reality show. You don't want her to go down this wicked, dark path.
I have a question. Am I allowed to say vulgar words?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait.
She's
white
trash.
It was no conspiracy theory.
Who said that?
It was actually a well-formulated PR stunt for a music video that fooled the internet. The 13-year-old has been a topic. Yesterday, her Instagram and Facebook pages appeared to be taken over by hackers that deemed the teenager no idol and no role model. The videos were threatening and unsettling. Her page also featured a triangle-like logo that many liken with the Illuminati.
So it was a publicity stunt.
She's
girl, the artist is Mook Boy.
Bye, girl, bye.
She's white
bye,
trash.
Bye.
Hey, but I mean, if she's thinking like, all right, look, you want to put a music video out and you want to use my Instagram page and hack it, cough over.
But what's
how much she making? She making more than Amber Rose.
But when she did re-upload those images, it was only getting like 70 likes. So it's like I feel like it was her 5 minutes, and no one's really invested or interested.
Well,
because now that you have recently started to upload these images, you're not even getting 100 likes anymore. So
no one cares.
You're done.
I always say you need more people when you have like 500,000 followers and you get 70 likes. Like. You should have bought the comments and
exactly.
the likes to go
you
with the followers.
You should have bought the entire package.
You
honey,
bought, spend that extra $50 to get the whole package.
Do
okay?
it.
Bitch, because there be people out here and, you know. Because some of y'all be watching the show.
I'm an IG troll. I will go through your pictures and be like, wait a minute.
Yep.
You got 253,000 followers. You got 70. And then these likes, these all is just some people fan
something
bases like you.
Something isn't adding up.
Uh-uh, bitch. Something ain't right.
Bitch, and don't be out here shame motherfuckers. You got 12, 13, 14, bitch. And your likes is less than my...
Okay.
I'm confused.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
So if she came here right now and told us to catch her outside, what would you do?
We would.
Would you?
Would catch you her? I mean, I wouldn't because I would be in trouble, one. I mean, like, I know a girl.
You'd be like, she slapped me first.
I'd be like, Ashley, go
no.
ahead. Here's your moment.
Don't
she stole something from
I'm
you.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. What?
I'd be like, she stole Tyler.
She's going to hold me
up. Oh,
her cat.
Hold up. Bitch, I done messed up my cat.
She's gonna hold your window and there's a cicada in, okay?
That's not who actually come out. Bitch, I know you ain't touched my cat. I know you did. I know you did, girl. Ooh, ooh.
Catch me outside.
Catch me right here. I'm playing.
We ain't even gotta walk.
We gotta walk.
How about that?
How about that? Okay, so we do reality X or reality check.
Hold up,
so.
I got one more.
Bitch, we'll come out.
I just want to say, well, I guess we could put this in reality check,
okay,
reality
X,
but I was really happy. I'm reality checking it off the top. Kids' Choice Awards, Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon showed up.
They were together with the matching outfits.
I was here for it.
I'm tired.
No, I'm not, because it's like, no matter who she's dating or what tea's going on, like, I just like the fact that they're showcasing a family unit. Even if whatever's happening behind the scenes, as long as they're showcasing it and the kids are experiencing that.
All I can say is that when Monroe, is that the girl's name, Monroe? When Monroe is older, she's going to hate every picture Mariah has taken of her as a child, because I look at him like,
and she looked like such a badass kid in every picture.
Isn't she the one that fell out on her star? She was like, ah! And she tried to sit there like, this is my moment. But I love Mariah Carey. I love that she goes to these events with her kids. Her tits are always out. Yep. She's going to be that mom that's like glamorous forever. Yep. So like,
Xanax,
but I love
that
her and Nick just had a newborn son, and I'm glad that they come. I'm glad that they come together for the kids. Yeah. It's all about family for them.
I'm going to ask it on.
I mean, no,
but you know,
I just
Mariah
think that
had
it was
like, where your bitch and that new baby at?
Yeah.
I think that it was all timed perfectly. Like, I just publicity.
He always compliments her in public, even when they ask him about her dating a young guy. He was like, this is just something he never denied. He said, this is just something she's doing for now.
Yeah.
She'll be on to something else later.
I love them, genuinely. Mm-hmm. Like,
they
it's
know
just,
each other.
Yeah, and that's why I fuck with it. Like, it's like, fine, you guys can be petty Hollywood
like
stars.
Young Nick. She was young when she got with
right.
him.
Right. I mean, I like Nick Cannon from Nickelodeon days, but
I heard he a little crazy.
I don't know, but he was really upset. Let me jump to Marlon Wayans is supposed to be the new host for America's Got Talent. I'm here for it too. However, Nick is not. Nick said, "Why do you have to have another black host?" And he
why do we have to have a black host in the first place?
Like, now you complaining.
Now you complaining. Because if they gave it to somebody else that wasn't black, if he was leaving on good terms, he'd be like, oh, there's not that many people of color in primetime television in this kind of role. Now, because he's leaving under these awkward circumstances that have not been discussed,
I'm totally
it's another
here
comedian
for it.
That's actually a funnier,
funnier,
bigger name.
And about to have
shout
his own
out to
sitcom.
The Wayans family. And his own sitcom. It makes
shout out to
crossover.
Lethal Weapon, the other way.
It's a crossover. He's hosting this and going to be starring in that on the same network.
I think it's genius. I love me some freaking Marlon Wayans ever since the Wayne. We're color. We're happy in your color. And we're color.
Give me a high five.
Jesse, you was off beat. The white
girl,
person
you
is
didn't
okay.
even. First of all, you didn't even have the lyrics together.
Didn't,
right.
But.
And so continue.
Didn't. Tried it.
With your Nickelodeon shirt, girl.
But I am totally here for it. Marlon Wayans is going to be amazing. So I'm reality checking that. What about Sierra's nude family photo?
Just everyone please stop with these. Like, I just can't. Like,
I was. It was explained to me yesterday. Okay. Because at first I was like,
why does it look
different.
Like a Jenga
I don't feel like
puzzle.
My. Yeah, I was like a Jenga. But they said it's supposed to be him behind her holding her belly. Like,
I got that. Yep.
I'm uplifting my family.
Right.
I'm holding up my wife, my soon-to-be child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm uplifting my family. A woman explained that to me. Now, when I saw it, I just saw Sierra holding her kid, and there was no Russell Wilson face.
See, what I saw was actually their actual relationship. Russell Wilson fully inserted into Sierra's ass, holding the child. I'm just like, what is this?
I feel like he's one of those emotional light-skinned guys. You know light-skinned men are emotional. Have you dated a light-skinned man before?
Oh.
They're emotional, right?
Yeah, but I'm just like...
A little emo.
Yeah, but like, I'm surprised he's not like, why couldn't my face be in the picture with the family?
I'm pretty sure there was outtakes of him with that, but that's the one that they chose to go with.
I think that Russell is like, well, I don't know him personally, but it seems like he is such a stand-up guy who's just going to be down for whatever, and this is something that they both agreed on. This is going to be one of the...
I want to believe that. I want to believe that they're perfect, because I love when they're wearing... Like, he wears like the blue
together shirt
and the white pants. She wears the white shorts. And,
well, let's be very clear. Yeah. Jay-Z will not be standing behind Beyonce and Blue
Ivy.
I mean,
I wish that he was with that face.
Jay-Z would not take a picture like that. Let's be very clear.
That's why Beyonce's like, honey, you ain't gonna be in the picture.
Exactly. Let's be very clear because we don't need to see his face. Now, Russell, on the other hand, I would love to see that face.
Yeah, because Russell is fine.
Yeah.
Ain't he?
That's gonna be a pretty baby. I hope it's a boy.
Yeah.
I think because her belly's a little low, it might be a boy.
Is that what it is?
That's how black folk talk.
But you know, black folk, we predict babies by the stomach.
Yeah.
If it's up high with her titties sitting up,
that's
it's
a girl.
If it's low, it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she really hasn't gained that much weight.
Yeah. She hasn't.
So, yeah. Shout out to them.
I hope that it's a girl, though, so everything can just come full circle. They have their boy, they have their girl. But then I really feel like Russell
wants
a little
athlete.
Boy.
He's an athlete. I think he needs a boy.
Yeah.
Future doesn't care what he has. He just shoots up any club, literally.
And pussy, apparently.
I know that Russell was probably really upset about this. I mean, not Russell, but Future was probably really upset about the image because a lot of people are really disturbed because the little boy was naked.
But you can't see anything. She's holding his cakes like it's a kid.
I just feel like in America we have such a skewed way of thinking when it comes to nudity, and in other parts of the world people are so okay with it. Like, why are we so scared to embrace like the human body?
Because one, we have SVU on the fucking show where we're watching pedophiles doing crazy types of things.
But then
Listen, I'm not saying that this picture is, I get it, it's art. So, but I mean, don't be mad at that. There are plenty of other people out here saying things are art and it, that ain't art. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is a child, it's a family portrait. Like, Sierra ain't out here, like, with her nude child all over the place. It was one moment, covered up. Like, you can't even see her man's face. Like,
right.
It was about Sierra.
I think it was classy.
It was about Sierra and her belly.
It's not
yeah.
like Sierra has, you know, Lil Future and Russell showing their meat off. Like,
yeah.
this my son and that's his dead
and
daddy.
And that's
like,
a little
no.
boy. Like, he's not thinking how adults are thinking. Like, right. oh my gosh, like, I should be ashamed of myself. No, that's, I feel like that's other people projecting those negative, like,
and is
twisted
his face
thoughts.
Even showing?
No.
And these hood rats post newborn pictures of their kids every day coming out the cooch, laying there with the stuff all over them. I see so many newborn pictures of the baby ain't even deformed
baby in the
yet.
Sink.
Yeah, baby in the sink, all kind of stuff. So, girl.
I don't know.
Go somewhere with that.
And then the comedian Jess, everyone was coming for her. She's like a Instagram. She has a lot of a huge following on Instagram. And okay. she posted a similar picture. But hers was a little... I don't... There was not truly a difference, but she had on shoes in hers. Shoes and socks.
Yeah.
That was, like, the only difference. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna
like,
reality
know,
check it.
Know
beautiful.
What you can and can't do, people. Like... Just don't be out here trying to do, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Sierra.
Shout out to Chance the Rapper. He donated $1 million to the arts, arts and education in Chicago. Kudos.
Shout out to him. And then also shout out to Seattle Seahawks' Michael Bennett, who, because of Chance the Rapper, is going to take his endorsement deal money and give it to STEAM programs. Basically,
STEM.
STEAM. STEAM.
It's STEM.
Okay. STEAM programs, which directly help women of color. And then 50% of his jersey proceeds this year will also go towards different
things. Oh, well, that may be, I don't know what STEAM is. I thought it was in reference to education, because STEM programs have to do with, like, science, technology, and math. So this STEAM, I don't know, for women?
Of color, yeah, specifically.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Look
See,
that up.
If we were married, we had to have a conversation about this. I'm like, all right, so these bills do need to be paid. And so, before you donate, I'm gonna need you to tap into something, make sure we got enough to keep all the cable channels.
Yes.
Because I'm not gonna be sitting at home with no Wi-Fi because you're trying to be a Samaritan this year. No shame.
Like, all your endorsement money?
All of it?
Do you think that he just did that because Chance the Rapper decided to donate $1 million?
Probably. I mean, people that lead by example and follow by positive example. So I'm not against it, but again... I need all my Wi-Fi, I need my cables, I need my hair done, I need food. So, before we sit over here, Wi-Fi-less and hungry, and everybody else is over here living good, we need to...
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully he has some coins in the bank.
I mean, 50% are going to go to charity.
Not unless he's being shady, he already know he injured, and he's going to get injured in the second game, and they don't get none.
Get that insurance.
But let me not put that out there. Yeah. Right. I'm happy he's doing the right thing.
Phil say, let's rewind that.
Do you have any stories that you were really interested in reading this week and you want a reality extra check?
Let's see. A reality check. I was going to say there hasn't really been too much going on. I did happen to catch Naomi Campbell on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
What happened?
She talked about the Rihanna shade.
Wait, what?
Oh, I heard about it, but I didn't see the footage.
She just was like, you know, I don't have an issue with Rihanna. You know, she's working. I've been working. That kind of thing. That type of thing, you know, it was like a
I love
playful
Naomi.
Playful shade.
Not one that's coming from Naomi. Ain't nothing playful about that shade.
I'm sorry, I don't think Rihanna.
I love it.
I just like certain people. You can't shade on social media. Like Rihanna, don't shade her. Like
you can't.
The Navy's gonna find you. The Beehive is gonna find you.
And they might join together.
And then it's all downhill for you after that.
Like you really can't. Like when it comes to Rihanna and Beyonce, it's just like yeah, it's. Stay in there. You know, go for Kim K. Just go straight.
But I do think it's important to have an opinion, and people should be able to say what they want to say without people coming for them. Or you can come for me. I just won't read the comments. I mean, right. I got a choice.
Mm-hmm. And then I've been trying to keep up with the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Team Candy all day. I am Team Candy. What do you guys think about Candy versus Portia? Like, this whole,
the drugs
you ate
thing,
me, I want to eat that. You. I've never heard the word pussy said so much on television at one time.
I mean, at this point, I'm just feeling like some stuff happened.
Somebody got ate out and
somebody
liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like Portia...
Because I feel like Portia would have ate Candy more than Candy would have ate Portia.
No. Really? No way. I totally see Portia being like that dumb, like,
Candy! Totally.
And then be like, we can't tell anyone.
But then Phaedra's playing dumb, like she doesn't know what's being said. When Phaedra,
Phaedra has been playing dumb since Apollo went to jail.
Look, I fuck with Phaedra. I fucked with Phaedra till this season.
Don't.
Mm-hmm. I did. I really
never did.
They all have shown their real colors this season. Even Sheree
I always loved Sheree.
And she takes it for what she says. Well, you said it. And
so are we missing NeNe on this season?
No.
I'm honestly not missing NeNe Leakes on this season. No. They actually posted their ratings the other day. Their ratings have been higher this season than it was last season.
So what is NeNe doing?
We saw her actually at the the ABFF Awards. Mm. We actually saw her out here with Cynthia and Candy.
But
they were
hanging
out.
What was she doing?
I think she was filming Fashion Police.
Interesting.
She's friends with, actually, her date to the Golden Globes
was
Kenya Moore.
Really?
So they're friends again.
Girl, I told you that.
Let's not be dumb, Miss Kenya. Let's not be dumb.
Yeah.
You came for NeNe's spot and you got it. Don't think that she's not being nice to you to get her spot back. There's more ways to skin a cat than one.
I honestly, though, at this point, it's just kind of like we've seen everything NeNe can really deliver at this point. And none of the girls really mess with her. So it's just kind of like.
She wouldn't have a real good storyline. We're not interested in Greg.
I don't know.
Or your son.
Nope.
Please don't bring him back on the show. Or your grandkids.
Like, the fact your son out here stealing from Walmart.
Razors at that. Like,
what?
I know NeNe shaved them 10 feet long legs. Can't get one from under the sink.
Oh, man.
But no, I don't think NeNe Leakes is needed back for Atlanta Housewives. I think I would love to see Kim Zolciak return to the show because it would be a different dynamic because Kim's been gone longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she really
true.
Hasn't been in the mix with Portia and Kenya and some of the and Sheree like that in a while. So mm-hmm. And then she still has those unresolved issues with Candy. So I would much rather see Kim Zolciak return.
You know what Kim has not been getting a lot of attention lately? Kim Kardashian. Like, it's
Thank
been
God.
Like, yeah, I feel like it's been like such a snooze fest in the Kardashian world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even when I go to like my popular, like the most popular blogs, they don't get a lot of like retweets or likes or anything like that.
Well,
I think
the final season
done.
I think this is the last season. They haven't said it in the final
so.
Season.
Thank
you. But I think
God.
What it is because the PR machine behind it is like, if you all fall back and try to, you know, fall back and
then we'll
mean,
miss
like,
them enough.
We'll miss them enough so that when the season comes back, it'll make people want to watch. Watch. The ratings will be high, and then because you haven't heard anything from Kylie and Tiger, Kendall, Courtney, Scott, even Kanye, like nobody's done anything.
Because we're sick of them, and I think we're at that point. And also, it's like with all the racial tension right now being out there, and I mean, goddamn, the movie Get Out, honey, just was sitting here. Kardashian ran
good for them at all, and then even with them being considered illegal aliens themselves, well, they're not; they're all born here, but you know, with the whole genocide. Side of the Armenian thing and their background and, you know, them dating black men and having these interracial babies, it puts them at an awkward point in the conversation for black America, too.
And we've never heard them.
We've never, ever heard a conversation. Yeah. So, I just think that they've finally listened to the PR and just said, let's just take a chill pill. Let's be missed.
Enjoy
and
your
then,
money.
You know,
just go to sleep. You know, we
or
can
still
do
have
without.
Your businesses.
Go to an
Chloe
island.
Chloe had a show out. I didn't even know she had a show out.
The body.
Revenge body. Ain't nobody watching
like,
that.
But
didn't
she
Who
get like
cares?
Light bulbs to get that body?
Exactly. Didn't you buy your lips, your booty, your hips, your toes, your fingernails? Everything about you has been store bought. So how can you have a freaking reality show saying, let's do this naturally? No,
well,
give me my coins.
Thing
so
is that they say Chloe
surgery.
Has a very nice looking vagina.
Okay.
You seen it?
I haven't seen it. They say that she has a very nice vagina. I'm assuming so because she's had all these dates.
And they have work.
Yeah.
That you can like get it replumped.
You can get it rejuvenated,
fresh,
I think,
yeah.
and like fat.
I saw
up
that on Wags, actually.
You can get it sucked, fattened
up. I miss
up
those girls.
And tightened up.
I loved Wags.
Okay,
guys. Well, we got to wrap. We'll see you next week. Where can everyone find... Oh, thank you for joining us, Mr.
I had
Ray.
So much fun with you guys today.
You are welcome back anytime.
I'm
Where
coming.
Can everyone find you one more time?
Mr. Ray on Twitter and Instagram is MISSTERRAY.
And Jesse?
Boom. Everywhere DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV. See you next week.
Bye!
I didn't even see that.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood
redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.